All this talk about the billion-dollar embassy in London reminded me of the fuss about another U.S. embassy once touted as the most expensive in the world. I'm talking about the giant U.S. compound in Baghdad. It was built after the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 to symbolize the permanence of U.S. influence in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. And in the turbulent years that followed, it became the heart of what was known as the Green Zone, which one author described as a surreal bubble of pure Americana. So whatever happened to it? Iraqi journalist Sahar Issa is in Baghdad.
The embassy is still there in that, as you said, bubble of Americana. However, of course, the embassy has changed in character. When it was built, as you said, it was supposed to be the center, the beating heart of a big American influence in Iraq and in the Middle East. But in 2011, of course, and with the withdrawal of the American forces, everything began to draw down. I think at the height, it had employed around maybe 16,000 people. These people, of course, were not all diplomatics. A large number of them were support.
How many employees there now?
It's difficult to say, less than 6,000 maybe.
Now, it's not just one building. Describe it for us.
It's a complex. It is a great big complex on, I think, 103 acres of land. Prime Baghdad real estate. I think it has four apartment blocks. It has, I think, two work locations, buildings. It has recreation. Of course, I can understand that. I think you can understand that, too. If people are going to be cooped up, I suppose they need like a swimming pool. They need a tennis court. They need gym. They need these things. So they are there. However, I have heard some people speak about reports of luxurious existence. I have never heard anyone on the local scene describe anything luxurious. But I will say that it is a great big complex. Security is double-fold, if not threefold, if not fourfold. So it's like a green zone within the green zone. It's like a state within a state, I will say.
When you were talking about the fact that it was built on prime real estate, I kind of noticed some sort of resentment in your voice.
Let me take you a little bit further back. It has always been resented during the eras that passed, like Saddam's era and the era before that and the era before that, that the rulers who come to this country seize prime property, prime real estate, and they make it their own. And the American embassy, yo and behold, is on the prime land that is on the Tigris, and that is the heart of the people who wish that they could actually walk along the embankments of the Tigris and spend the nice evenings in the breeze there. And it hurts. It hurts me as an Iraqi. It hurts a lot of people. Everyone speaks about it, and everyone is waiting to see when the situation is going to change. After all, Iraq is sovereign. And after all, there is a democratically elected government. Why is it hiding behind the walls? And why is the American embassy hiding behind the walls? What is the intention? What do they have in their hearts? Why don't they come out to the people? I am telling you what people say. This is what they say. Why are they hiding over there?
Iraqi journalist Sahar Issa, thanks so much.
You are most welcome.